Thank you for listening to this Christian Audio digital recording. We encourage you to visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this recording and to consider delving into other great titles. And now Christian Audio invites you to listen, enjoy, think, and grow.
This lecture forms part of the course on the Book of Psalms and produced by Dr. Bruce K. Waltke for the Institute of Theological Studies. All audio rights to this lecture are reserved and protected by registered international copyright. No part of this material may be reproduced in any form whatsoever without the written permission of Outreach Incorporated. The lecturer holds exclusive publication rights. And now, Dr. Waltke.
I've decided to divide these 24 lectures into three parts. In the first four and five lectures, I will introduce you to the Psalms as a whole. In this material of introduction, I will take up the external form of the Psalms, the titles of the Psalms, the superscriptions, some of the technical wording, and so forth. But perhaps one of the most important things I will take up in the introduction is the various ways peoples have interpreted the Psalms. There are definite approaches or methods for exegeting and interpreting the Psalms. In this connection, I will discuss the bibliography with the Psalms. In any case, having spent four or five lectures on an introduction to the Psalms, treating them as a whole, in the next 10 lectures, I will now look at the Psalms in some depth. Now, the Psalms can be studied in various ways. It will be recognized that the Psalms fall into various categories. You can group the Psalms according to their types, for example. Some Psalms are petition Psalms, some Psalms are acknowledgement, and others are Psalms of praise. And it's very instructive to learn that these Psalms that fall into distinct types have distinct motifs. They have similar outlines, similar vocabulary, similar terminology and imagery. And if we can understand the various types of Psalms and the forms of the Psalms, then you will be able to analyze and dissect and dig out the meat on your own in all the Psalms that fall into those particular types. It is also true that not all the Psalms fall into given forms. They are not all lament Psalms, nor are they all thanksgiving or acknowledgement Psalms, nor are they all praise Psalms. Psalms can also be classified and grouped together according to their subject matter. For example, some Psalms have this as their subject matter, the King of Israel. And other Psalms have as their subject matter the enthronement of Yahweh upon the earth.